Lad Band. Got to the 70s anyway. Look out. That one almost hit. Tyler Black hit the deck to get out of the way of that one. Two balls on a strike. But when grilling season gets here, be ready, folks, and you know what that means. Your favorite sausage, Usinger's. 2-1 delivery. Lopez deals again, and he dropped a curveball in there nicely. Ball two and strike two now on the left-hander against the left-handed offerings of Jacob Lopez. Ready to work. Here he comes. Swinging a base hit into right center. Hoskins, despite being hit by a pitch, is going to streak to third, and the Brewers in business now. Nobody out. Tyler Black, nice piece of hitting. Drilled a bullet into right center. Hoskins winds up at third. Tyler Black with his second hit in the major leagues. And Willie Adames is going to be the batter, and we are going to have another mound visit here. Find out what's going on. Time for a trip to the mound, presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. State-of-the-art sports betting venue. Coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee, and going to have a gathering at the mound. And while that takes place, we'll step out 10 for identification. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back with you once again, American Family Field, Willie Adames. Is the batter. Kyle Snyder has finished his brief chat with Lopez, and Lopez deals one down, low one inside. It's one ball and no strikes. The infield is going to play up. First and third, nobody out. 3-1, Brewers have the lead. And the pitch missed in tight again. Two balls and no strikes on Adames. Willie tonight knocked in a run with a sac fly back in the first, walked in the third. Lopez is running, coming back. This one hit to left center and deep. Way back. Get up. Get up. Get out of here and gone for Willie Adames. He just hit one out of here with a couple of runners on. Towering drive to the Brewers bullpen in left center. He got it all. It's his fourth of the year. Hoskins, Black score in front of him, and the Brewers just added on against Jacob Lopez. Blake Perkins is the batter. He has lined out and popped to second. And the pitch is good on the outside corner. One strike on Perkins. Came in tonight at 280. Now the pitch. Bouncer hit to third. It's fair. And a good strong throw gets by Diaz. Hit off the lower box seat padding down there and bounced right back to Diaz. No chance for Perkins to move. Score that as an error on Paredes.
Uke, what do you think Tyler Black is thinking about in that dugout? Is he wondering why this is so hard for everybody else?
I was going to say, send me back. No, that last ball that he hit went right down and got it and poked it into right center very nicely. Now Joey Ortiz, one ball and no strikes on him. You know, sometimes hitters make things look so easy, and it's not that easy. But if you don't try to do too much, and you were talking about runner goes, swinging a foul on a play, we'll do it again. Back comes Perkins. You were talking earlier about Tyler Black and how well he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really make much difference where you're doing it. If you're hot and you get decent pitches, you're going to stay hot.
You're seeing the baseball very well.
Yeah, absolutely. One ball and one strike. Ortiz down low and inside, he looked. You know, no matter who you are, every once in a while you get into a streak where you're seeing the ball good and pitchers are making mistakes on you, and, you know, you hit a little flare once in a while that drops in, or a ball that gets in between somebody. It happens to everybody. Three balls and a strike now, missing off the outside corner.
Yeah, Tyler Black had homered twice in his last game in AAA before coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, when he walked into Pat Murphy's office today, he was ready to play right away. A strike and no throw on what will be a stolen base for Perkins, his third. Delta Dental, stolen base. Now the stretch. Lopez is ready. Here he comes again. This one has popped up. First base side for Diaz, waiting, catching. Ortiz is gone on that little pop fly. Here's Jackson Chourio. But yeah, I don't care who you are as a hitter. I mean, even the guys that are playing against you, you know, somebody catching behind you, despite the fact that a pitcher makes a good pitch on some hitter, he's going to drop one in there someplace. They fall. And the pitch hit on a line, but playable in right field by Palacios. Chourio hit that one right on the nose, but for an out. Here's Bryce Turang. You've seen it enough, Lane, where no matter what the pitch is sometimes and where it is, sometimes a little flare drops in there and guy gets a good piece of it, or he's got his mind made up. You're working him away, he's got his mind made up to go the other way, and he'll take that pitch and hit it that way. And it's tough sometimes to get people out. Turang, a base hit, knocked in a run back in the second. 6-1 Brewers lead, low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes.
Well, the way this sport is, just the nature of it, there's a lot of failure in it, but there's such a long runway to the season that there's going to be stretches where you are playing your best.
Yeah.
You feel like you can hit anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Absolutely. And the pitch. That one's good on the outside corner. Two balls on a strike. Again, you make pitches on certain people, and, you know, if they're in that kind of a streak, they're going to hit you. Big swing and a miss. But you got, you know, the guys playing behind you, that's what they're there for, too. No matter, sometimes good pitches are hit really hard, but somebody makes a good play on them. We talk about that a lot, too. Now the pitch. Low and off the outside corner, and it's full up. Ball three and strike two on Turang. Joey Weimer is due next. Lopez coming back. Here it is. Down low and inside, he walked it. Free ride, orthopedic. Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now here is Joey Weimer. He's 2 out of 2 tonight. And has a stolen base. Yeah, you can have all the meetings you want before the game. You can have all the scouting reports you want to look at. Sometimes it doesn't do any good. Hitters are hot and they're going to hit you. And the pitch. Joey, a strike. You watch that one, a breaking ball. And it's nothing and one. 8 hits for the Crew. Leading 6-1. And the pitch. Joey, check swing. Did he go? Did not. Alex McKay made that call at first base. New sign for the left-hander. Here it is. And he checked in time. 2 balls on a strike. A pair of left-handers for the Crew tonight. Alexander and now Lopez. New sign and the left-hander coming back. Here it is. Strike called right down the middle. Ball 2, strike 2 with 2 outs. Crowd tonight should be in that 20,000, 22 maybe. He's ready to work. Coming back. Struck him out swinging. And the inning is over. But not before the Brewers add 3 more. 6th inning coming up. It's 6-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Jump into spring with steel battery tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more. Find real steel at steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com.
Top half of inning number 6. Brewers lead Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 6-1. Single tally in the first tonight, added 2 more in the second. And then the 3-run 5th inning. And Jose Caballero will lead things off. Here comes Freddie. Right down the middle, strike 1 called. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries. $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Big swing and a miss. 2 strikes on Caballero. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and more details. Caballero stepping out momentarily. Now back in there, and Freddie is set to work. The kick and the pitch struck him out swinging. He finished up the fifth with a double play strikeout. Starts off the sixth inning with a strikeout on Caballero. Here is Jose Siri, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And the pitch. Siri took one a little bit low. One ball and no strikes. New sign. Here comes Freddie. Little low and inside. That time, two balls and no strikes. Peralta trying to win his third of the year. Missed again, down low and away that time. Three balls and no strikes. Siri homered back in the third for the only Tampa Bay run. Now the windup coming back, 3-0. Look out, and that one hit him. That's the last thing you're looking for there. 3-0 count. Contreras making sure Siri is all right. And he will go to first base. And the umpiring crew is going to get together here. There have been a number of hit batters in tonight's game. And I don't know if there's going to be any retaliatory moves, if that's what this is all about. But it's the whole crew here. And it's been both ways. And just to make sure, and now the home plate umpire, that's Chris Guccione, who is the crew chief. And here comes Pat Murphy out to find out what's going on. And that is Willie Adames, I believe, talking with Guccione and Murphy, and now again with Peralta. And you can hear what's going on here at the ballpark, the reaction of the crowd. And Guccione and Pat Murphy are jaw to jaw here, and Ricky Weeks is coming out to get Pat Murphy out of this situation now. And Guccione is not going to let him go. Guccione is getting right in his face, too. And that's the problem.
Yeah, Chris Guccione needs to walk away himself.
Yeah, and Murphy's not going to stop. I know that. And Guccione's not going to stop either. The warning from Guccione when this whole thing started, just his walk, the way he was moving toward the mound and moving to Freddie Peralta, now Jose Siri, who got hit by the pitch, is heading back to the Tampa Bay dugout. Ricky Weeks is heading out to talk things over with Chris Guccione. And I'm looking at the Brewers bullpen. We are going to get a pitching change here because Peralta, I believe, has been ejected. And so has Pat Murphy. They have both been ejected. And Siri, when he hit the home run, I don't know, big deal about it. But evidently, Chris Guccione made something out of it. And that's the way we stand right now. There's going to be a pitching change. Two have been ejected, I believe. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, you can read Chris Guccione's lips as he came out after the hit by pitch. And he said, you can't throw it at him on purpose.
Yeah.
That was his determination that's what was going on. I don't think Jose Siri did anything that extravagant on his home run that would make you think the Brewers were throwing at him in retaliation. And Willie Adames was beside himself as well. Couldn't believe they. That's a pretty quick fuse to throw a guy out in that situation, I think.
I don't. I mean, just the way Guccione left his position to walk out to Freddie in a roundabout way down along the first baseline and then walked out toward the mound and started his conversation with Freddie. Willie Adames joined the conversation as, I don't know if he was going to be or wanted to be an interpreter, if that was it. Chris Guccione, though, is sticking by his call. That's it. So the U.S. Southerner call to the bullpen has been made. And we have a pitching change, I would imagine, as long as it takes to get somebody heated and warm here, because there was nobody doing anything.
Yeah, and Elvis is going to take his time. Elvis Baguero was playing catch off to the side of the mound before even throwing any pitches off of the mound.
Well, back after this on the Brewers Radio Network. It is 6-1 Milwaukee.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Good to go.
Well, Elvis Baguero is getting as much time as he needs, and Chris Guccione is standing right alongside the mound area and telling Baguero whatever you need, because he was not doing any throwing. But he will get whatever he needs. And Peralta, Murphy are gone from the game. The Brewers still have the lead at 6-1, and we are finally ready to go. Siri is now back at first base. And Yandy Diaz is going to be the batter. Peguero all set to work. With one out, here it is, and he missed way outside, and that will put a runner at second base on what will be a wild pitch.
I hate to harp on it, but I just am not sure why that needed to escalate to that so quickly.
I'm telling you the same thing. I don't. No. Mm-mm. But we will try to move on. Strike called on the outside corner. And those who are here for this one are in total agreement with us. And the pitch. In tight a ball. Back him out of there. Two and one now. And it's been a number of hit batters and close pitches tonight. But I don't know how you make that judgment. Now, what are you going to do with Elvis Peguero? He's missed up and in twice. You can't run him, too. Yandy Diaz, a couple of ground outs tonight for him. Now the stretch and the pitch. Strike looking. He's run him up full. Three balls, two strikes. Hit batter, wild pitch, here it is. And got him looking. Guccione with a long time on that pullback. To Yandy Diaz, here's Richie Palacios. When you ask umpires why they take so long to pull back on somebody on a third strike, they say it's called styling. Styling. And the pitch. Swinging a looping liner off the glove of Adames into center for a base hit. That'll be a base hit. Following the orthopedic strikeout, Palacios with a base hit and an RBI. Adames got a glove on it, couldn't hold it. Rosarena is the batter. Randy tonight, nothing for two thus far. And the pitch to him, swinging a roller up along third, it's going to wind up foul. I want to let this one get out of hand. It's 6-2 Brewers in the sixth inning, trying to even the series. So the hit batter is in the one strike delivery. Check swing, he went around and fouled it. Two strikes now on a Rosarena. Two men are out, and Peguero ready again. The kick and the pitch. Got him looking. A Rosarena called out on strikes. Another Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Strikeout. But they get a run. And the crew coming up. Bottom half of the sixth. It's now 6-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20. Okay.
Brewers on the bat here in the sixth inning. Woodman's Food Market's home run inning, and it is William Contreras to lead things off. Strike looking, and it's nothing and one. William tonight, a base hit and a run scored. He's also knocked in one. Sack fly in the second. And the pitch. Low and away, and it's one ball and one strike now. Sixth inning, the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Joan Nevins from Madison is our contestant. 850 in the jackpot. Line to deep center, but playable. And going to be caught. And Contreras is retired. For a home run, Joan Nevins could win $850. Each additional home run worth another $100. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service savings, that's Woodman's. Lopez deals, he missed off the outside corner on Reese Hoskins. Service savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com. for official contest rules and details. And the lefty deals, and Reese Hoskins hit one in the air on the infield, and that's Diaz along the first base side for the play. And it brings up Tyler Black. Two base hits for him tonight. Just joined the club today. Family here to check him out and watch him in his debut. And the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to right. Deep. Hey! Gonna be caught. Right at the wall, almost. For Tyler. Three up and three down. The seventh is coming up. Almost. It's 6-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it, so you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Brewers Baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The seventh inning is on, and so is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. A 6-2 lead for the Brewers. Elvis Baguero back out there for a second inning on the mound. Isaac Paredes will lead off for Tampa Bay. And give Elvis Baguero credit for coming into a tough situation where he hadn't gone through his normal routine to get ready to pitch and limit damage. Swing and a miss from Paredes, and it's 0-1. That is as tough a situation to come into as a relief pitcher as you can. And Baguero did a decent job. Gave up the hit, and the run came in, but nothing else. Slider missed away. It's 1-1. Paredes, Rosario, and then Ramirez scheduled to hit here in the top of the seventh. Brewers have out-hit the Rays 8-2 in this game. And the pitch, swing and a miss at the slider. And it's 1-2. It's been a good day offensively for the crew. Baguero looking in the 1-2 pitch, and this is lined into right for a base hit for Paredes. His first hit of the night. And a 2-strike hit, his third hit of this series. And the leadoff man is aboard for Ahmed Rosario. Former New York Met, Cleveland Guardian, was with the Dodgers at the end of last season. First pitch from Baguero. He is in there for a strike with a two-seam fastball. And it's 0-1. Get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months if you order by May 10th at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's a roller foul up the third baseline. It's 0-2 on Rosario. Certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today by going to PellaWI.com. So no balls and 2 strikes on Rosario. Runner at first and nobody out here, top of the seventh inning. Baguero looking in. He's set. Right at the belt. Long hold. And now the 0-2 pitch. Bouncer. Glove by Baguero. Dropped it. Now goes to second base for one. That's all they'll get. Bryce Terang covering the bag. Had Baguero not dropped it, might have had a chance to turn two. But instead, Rosario at first on a fielder's choice. It goes 1-4 if you score along with us. And there's one away now for Harold Ramirez. We drive around the league. It is brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Mets with a 4-1 lead in the ninth over the Cubs. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Ramirez was hit by a pitch back in the fifth inning. A 1-pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two on Ramirez. Two seamer down and in. That sinker's got a lot of bite on it tonight for Elvis Baguero. O2 pitch. Line back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. He was waiting on that slider. And he lined it up the middle. And Rosario to second on the single by Ramirez. And there's two on and one out now for Rortfett. Now a 4-2 ball game. Cubs have cut that deficit down to two in New York. There are two outs in the top of the ninth, so that one's getting close to coming to a close. Detroit on top of St. Louis in Detroit in game two of that doubleheader, 11-6 in the top of the ninth. Rortfett takes a strike, it's 0-1. St. Louis scored two in the top of the ninth in game one of that doubleheader to win 2-1. It's been a different kind of game two with that 11-6 Tigers advantage. Swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's 0-2 on Rortfett. Piguero's done a good job throwing strikes so far. Cincinnati and San Diego out in San Diego just getting started. That game's in the top of the first. Same story for Pittsburgh at Oakland. Abner Uribe is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Piguero's 0-2 pitch. Fouled back into the net. It stays at 0-2. Baltimore a 4-2 winner at home over New York tonight. Miami gets a win over Colorado. 10 innings. Two teams with seven wins now. 7-6 Marlins over the Rockies. Piguero comes set in the 0-2 pitch. Lined out towards left, right in the tracks of Weimer. Backs up a couple of steps and makes the catch. No advance from the runners. And there's two away. And that'll get Caballero to the plate for Tampa Bay. Miami wins 7-6 in Miami in 10 innings over the Rockies. Chris Hook is on his way out to chat with Elvis Piguero here. It is a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue is coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So Chris Hook chatting with Piguero as Caballero gets ready to come to the plate. Jose Siri is in the on-deck circle. Two hits in the inning for Tampa Bay. Runners at first and second, but two outs. Piguero trying to work his way out of this inning, navigate his way through it. Caballero has struck out both times today. He's 0-2. Piguero's first pitch is over but low with a slider, and it's 1-0. Piguero has thrown 25 pitches in relief. These two teams wrap up this series tomorrow afternoon with a 12-10 start tomorrow here at American Family Field. The pitch, and he caught the outside corner with a slider. One ball and one strike the count. That strike zone of Chris Guccione's has expanded just a little bit. One. And he nailed the low outside corner with a two-seam fastball that time. It's 1-2. Caballero back in there. 1-6 in the series. 1-2 pitch. Bouncer foul up the third baseline. We'll do it again at 1-2. It's a Rays lineup that has had its struggles scoring runs. Just one run last night. It was good enough for the victory. Just two runs here tonight on just four hits. Near the bottom of the league in extra base hits. Been a challenge for them after being a great offense to start the year last year. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider down in the dirt. Caballero strikes out for the third time tonight. And Elvis Piguero with his third Ortho ASAP strikeout in relief here tonight. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. It's a 6-2 Brewers lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh. on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Five County Fridays are now Wisconsin First Fridays, meaning every Wisconsin resident gets half off Brewers tickets at the first Friday home game of each month. Grab your half price tickets for Friday games at brewers.com/WisconsinFridays. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Willy Adames leads off the bottom of the seventh inning against Jacob Lopez, who stays out there on the mound for Tampa Bay. First pitch to Willie is over but low, and it's 1-0. A 6-2 Brewers lead. Adames with the two-run blast, should say three-run blast, back in the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. For his fourth home run of the season, he's driven in four tonight, and he has not been retired. He's officially 1-for-1. Lopez kicks and the 2-0 pitch. That is skied high in the air on the infield. First baseman Yandy Diaz calling for it and makes the catch between first and second right in the base path for the first out. One away for Blake Perkins. Seventh inning stretch was sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, well, it's time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and for St. Drun. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. Lopez, first pitch to Perkins, is a drive out towards right center. Siri back on it, onto the warning track with a play, makes the catch for out number two. So two down now for Joey Ortiz. Ortiz is 0 for 3 tonight. He struck out twice. Lopez kicks and delivers, and Ortiz takes outside. It's 1-0. Lopez came into this game in the fifth inning. He's working his third inning of relief. And the pitch. Slider caught the outside corner. And it's a ball and a strike here on Ortiz. Here's the 1-1. That missed low. That was the changeup that time. Two balls and a strike. Brewers got one in the first, two in the second, and then the three-run shot by Adames in the fifth. 2-1 pitch. And Ortiz took outside. It's 3-1. Joey has been showing the ability to get on base of late. And he's got himself in a friendly count here. Lopez looks in, and the 3-1. That's swung on and fouled back into the net. Had a slider on the outer half. And took a big rip at it, did Ortiz. First career home run for Joey Ortiz came Friday night in this ballpark against the Yankees in the series opener against New York. Brewers won that game in extra innings in thrilling fashion. Ortiz had the walk-off hit as well. A night he will not forget ever. 3-2 pitch. Missed way outside and he works a walk. Ortho ASAP walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And here's Jackson Churio. Churio's at bats have been much better the last couple of games. Base hit for him back in the second inning today. He's 1-for-3. Lined out to right field back in the fifth. Pretty healthy lead for Ortiz. He takes off. Pitch is low. Throw to second. Not even close. Ortiz had that bag stolen by a mile. So Ortiz swipes that one easily as he had a great jump. That's his first stolen base of the season. And for every Brewers stolen base, Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. 1-0, and Jackson swings on it, fouls it back into the second deck in front of us. One ball and one strike. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. So Ortiz has himself in scoring position with two outs. Lopez takes a look at him, and now the 1-1 pitch. Jackson swings on it and fouls it down into the dirt. And it's 1-2 on Churio. One-two pitch. Churio took high. It's 2-2. Sinker at 90, up and away. Churio working himself back into this count. Two-two pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play down the first baseline. Churio hanging in there, spoiling that pitch. It's a changeup down and away. Churio essentially just threw the bat at it and fouled it off. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Churio pops it up, fouling out of play. First base side again. He's hanging tough, is Churio. Lengthy battle here. As he keeps fouling off pitch after pitch from Lopez, who has thrown 56 pitches in relief tonight for Kevin Cash. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Churio took low. That was a slider that didn't miss by a ton, but it missed. And the count is full. Three balls and two strikes on Jackson. Ortiz again with his lead from second base. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air. Foul down the right field line. That'll get out of play. And the battle continues. This is an impressive at bat so far from Jackson Churio. This will be the ninth pitch of the at bat. About to be unfurled by the lefty Lopez. Comes set just above the belt. And the 3-2. Swing and a foul. And Churio stays alive. Just got a piece of that. I think it actually got a piece of Rortvedt as well, as he went over in a little bit of pain initially. But he seems to be okay. And Churio climbs back in there. Pitch number 10 of the at bat. Lopez kicks the leg and the delivery. High, and Churio works the walk. A very good at bat from young Jackson Churio. Ortho ASAP walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Now two on and two outs for Bryce Terang. Terang's had a good night. He's reached twice. RBI single back in the second inning. He walked back in the fifth. Lefty-lefty matchup here with Lopez. Here's the pitch. And it's in there for a strike. Nothing in one on Terang. A one. Terang took outside. One ball and one strike. Brewers would love a little bit more of a cushion. Certainly in control right now, the 6-2 lead, but any tack on runs late would be welcomed. 1-1. And Terang took low. Slider didn't miss by a lot. And it's two balls and one strike. Two quick outs for Lopez in this inning, and then Ortiz worked the walk, as did Churio. Now turning into a longer inning for Lopez. 2-1, ripped into right center field. This is going to plug the gap and roll all the way to the wall for Bryce Terang. Ortiz is in. Churio around third. He will score. It's a two-run double for Terang and the insurance the Brewers were looking for. 8-2 Milwaukee. Some really good at-bats put together here by Ortiz, Churio, and then Terang. And Network Health Insurance runs provided. Win big with a health insurance plan from Network Health. Visit NetworkHealth.com today to find the perfect plan for you. And a nice night for Bryce Terang. He's driven in three. Here's Joey Weimer. Lopez, there goes Terang. Pitches inside, no throw to third. Terang steals another one. 14th stolen base for Bryce Terang on the season. Second in the National League behind only Ellie De La Cruz. And he's 90 feet away with two outs. And a 1-0 count on Weimer. Weimer is 2-for-3 tonight. And he takes his strike. And it's 1-1. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Westman, the silver lining for that double by Terang. One pitch is high, and it's 2-1. Brewers with 8 runs on 9 hits here tonight. After being shut out last night, safe to say the Brewers were ready to put that game behind them. 2-1. And a ground ball towards short. Caballero stays down on it. Fields and throws to first, and the inning is over. But a big 2-run double by Bryce Terang gives the Brewers an 8-2 lead as we head to the 8th on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top-floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your stay-and-play golf package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Ivan Uribe takes over on the mound for the Brewers as we go to the top of the eighth inning here at American Family Field. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Bob Uecker and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle.